Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Beitza Daf Gimel in the Art School Ois V'Hodor edition. Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Aleph, starting Daf Beis Amud Beis towards the bottom. So we just learned the Machlokes B'Shar B'Silel. If someone has a dead bird, a dead chicken, and he finds eggs in it, can he eat it or not? B'Shar says it's Mutar B'Achila as long as the eggs look like any other eggs are sold in the market. And B'Silel say that it's also B'Achila. So that's the Gemara we're going to use here, the Gersa Rav Chaim, Ubeis Hillel, Kemishna Rishoino, Ubeis Shammai, Kemishna Achoino. So the Gemara is going to come and bring us what was Mishna Rishoino that was changed, and it seemingly Beis Hillel goes like Mishna Rishoino, which is not the Halacha, and Beis Shammai goes like Mishna Achoino. So continues the Gemara, Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, Domar Abchiyo, Beshir Abirichadon, Marishoino, Yoim, originally he said, Ein Ma'amini Loi Bekevas Anevelo, Veloi Bekevas Agoi. So the way they used to make cheese, they used to put the cheese in the keva, which means in the stomach of an animal. So originally they says you're not allowed to use a keva, a stomach of a nevela, or a stomach of a goy. Then they change their mind and says, ma'amin bekeva sa nevelo, vein ma'amin bekeva sa goy, that you could use the keva of nevelo, not the keva of a goy. Meaning regarding the nevela at least, we assume that the fact that something is in the keva doesn't make it usher. And that's similar to the eggs which are in the body of the chicken. That's not part of the chicken. Now, first thing I was going to explain, why will be a difference between kevas and nevela to kevas agoy? Why would nevela you say you can have the cheese being done over there, be concealed over there, by agoy not? So, why would you say, boy, no, shmuel, ba'awa, boy, my, kablozer, who that's the sheet of a blozer? Tablozer, oh, my, stomach, sheves, no, chilever, desar. He says, eight of agoy, we assume that his animals are designated for desar. And therefore, you're not allowed to put the cheese there because you're using every desar. So what changes the gear? That's how he said it. Originally said you can't put cheese, not in a veil and not in a goy. They change their mind. Then they change. The Mishnah Achronim came and changed. They're using the stomach, using the inside of an animal. It's not considered to be that item is part of the animal. So originally they said if you put the cheese in the stomach of an animal, it becomes like the animal. The same with the animal is usher either because of the velo or because it belongs to a goy. So that's why, so whatever is inside is usher. And then the Gemara said no. And even though the animal is usher, but whatever is inside is mutter. And that's similar to the egg that you find in the body of the chicken. So look at the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi, Loshen Masniso, Meseya, using the Gisa of Chaim, Meseya Le Rabbi Yosso. Meaning the Mishnah from Meseches Cholin, Helps Rabbi Yosso, that said that the Mishnah Achorin you could put in Kevas Agoy. Because it says, Kevas Anochri, Kevas Anevelo, Asur, Kemishnah Rishaino. The Kev of Anochri and Anevelo is also only going to Mishnah Rishaino. Ksheiro Shiyonko Minatrefo, you have a kosher animal that was Yoinik, was nursing from a trefo, Kivoso Asuro Kemishna Achorino. Meaning, the milk of a trefo is still trefo. If you find milk in the stomach of a kosher animal who was Yoinik, who nursed from a trefo animal, so you don't say now the milk is like the body of this animal, and the same every part of the body is kosher, because a kosher animal, so also the milk will be kosher. The milk is considered to be not part of the body. Therefore, it's going to be usher to drink it. So when we have chumra over here, according to the Mishnah Achorino. Mishnah Achorino holds that the milk, whatever is not in the cave itself, not part of the body, it's just sitting in the stomach, is not considered to be part of the body. Therefore, if you put cheese in the cave of a nevela, you're fine, because the cheese is not part of the stomach. On the other hand, when you have a ksheira nursing from a behema trefo, so the milk of the behema trefo is sitting in the body of the one who's nursing, it's not considered to be part of the body, it's considered to be separate. It's still milk of a trefo. So therefore, it's also to drink. If you have a trefo animal nursing from a kosheric animal, then you could take this milk because it came from a kosher animal, it's not part of the body. So you're allowed to, according to Mishnah Achorino, it's mutter. So going back to our sugi, you see from here that according to Mishnah Achorino, the egg is not part of the body. That goes like a Beis Shammai. And according to Beisil, Beisil will go like a Mishnah Rishoino. So says the Gemara in Amud Beis, V'afil di yizbrim b'chamay ke b'silil ke mishnah achorino, meaning even if b'chamay and b'silil agree to mishnah achorino, and they agree that in the keva of a trefo, whatever is in there is not going to be part of the animal, peitzo gidule gufo, keva b'mokom acher bas, meaning the eggs are coming from the body of the chicken. So that's what's considered to be more part of the body. Mashaikin, the milk or the cheese is coming from somewhere else. So that's why it's not considered to be part of the body. V'chaim points out over here, that's only a din derabanan, not din deraisa, according to Beis Hillel, because we know, we said before, that eggs you could put into milk. So you see, it's not really part of the body, but it's, I mean, derabanan, we're machmi when it comes from the body of the chicken. So the Gemara asks, "Kihi doma Rabbi Yosi b'Raboy Meshur Rabbi Yochanan?" This goes like Rabbi Yosi said, "Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'aseh bono of Shehuda ben Shemuyai." There was a story with the children of Yehuda ben Shemayi. Shebikulem zeinim Yosi mishlosh moitzoyin. Came wolves and killed more than 300 sheep. Uva Ma'aseh lifnei Chachamim. The Kevin Fnei Chachamim asked them, "What can they do with the dead sheep?" Ve'itiru kevuseim. They allowed them to use what's in the stomach. So what's the difference between that and the eggs? On Rebetzin Giduli Gufa, as we said, eggs come from the body of the chicken, and it grows from there. Kefim Mekom Achibas, whatever's in the stomach, came from somewhere else, and never it's mutter, even though the rest of the animal is usher. Continues the Gemara and says, Nol du b'yontev tiyochel b'Shabbos. If you have yontev and Shabbos one next to each other, so yontev is on Friday, and then comes Shabbos. So if the egg was born in yontev, which he said it's usher, it could be eaten the next day on Shabbos. Similarly, the opposite, b'Shabbos, teyochel b'yomtiv, was born in Shabbos, you can eat on yomtiv, it falls on Sunday. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mishem Abelozer, he am achleikis, the same achleikis, b'Shabbos arim teyochel, or b'Yisil arim loy teyochel. B'Yisil still say it's osur. In other words, Shaila is yomtiv and Shabbos chad a gdusha, one long gdusha, so if it's osur on yomtiv, it's continued to be osur on Shabbos, or it's trei gdusha, it's two different gdushas, so even though it's osur on yomtiv, once Shabbos comes, a new gdusha, and becomes mutter. Rav Chanina Oyri leTziporoi, Rav Chanina Paskin in Tziporoi, b'Sfichei Chardo, regarding Sfichei Chardo, uveveitzo, and regarding Beitzo, kerabiyudo. What is Sfichei Chardo? Sfichei Chardo is, Rabbanu regards the Tzvichim, which are plants that grow on their own, on Shemitah, or Asr. Regarding Chardo, regarding Mustard, there's a Machlekes. Rabbanu say that it's Asr, but Rabbiuda says Mustard is not so important, and therefore they were not Goyzer on Mustard Tzvichim. So Rav Chanina Paskin Lakim Lekulo, and regarding Beitzah, he passed and gave him the Chubra. The Beitzah should hold the Biyantav is also in Shabbos. All Rabbi Yochanan came. The Dorah Shloi Kerabonon De'achal Kerabonon De'tamon. He passed exactly the opposite. He passed the Tzvichim of Chardol is also like Rabbanon, and the Beitzah should hold the Biyantav is Mutar B'Shabbos like Rabbanon. Rababo Bazimno B'Shem Yitzedek Mekamei Inlin Tartin Milayo. Because of these two things, Noch Rabbi Yochanan B'Tzipor L'Tverio. That's Rabbi Yochanan had to leave Tzipor and go to Tverio. Because he passed Kedah like his Rebbe, Rav Chanina. And it can't be Moiru or Rebbe from Rabbi, so he left Tziporiwi. Omar, Ma, Sisu Li Ayin Saba, Rebbe said, why you brought this older Saba, meaning the Rav Chanina, to honor Shari, Vu Asar, Vu Shari? The Pasuk is not like me, says Rebbe Yochanan, in both cases. In one case, the Amachmir, he's Mekel, in one case, the Amekel, he's Machmir. Omar, Bo, also Uvdo Kebir Rav Yoso. There was a story of Beitza that was born in Yom Tev, questioning his mutter b'Shabbos. He wanted to do like a b'yochin to say it's mutter. Continues the Gemara of Dal Damud Aleph. Kachama de Rav Rav Chanino Tarverino Pligi Yishar Amino. Then he heard the Rav Chanino arguing it, so he stopped to not pass like a b'yochin. Where do we find the Rav Chanino argue? The Ispalgo, and they were arguing Shiyori Psilo, the leftover wick that was used for Shabbos, or Shiyura Shari Midura, leftover fire from Shabbos, or Shiyori Shemen, or leftover oil. Shekov Shabbos, Ma'udad Likub Yontev, can I use the Yontev immediately after Shabbos? Meaning when Yontev falls on Sunday. So Rav Chanina Taveri Nami Asur. Rav Chanina says you can't use it. Why? Because it's Mokze. So it'll be one long day. Because like we said before, Shteik Dushas was Mokze for Shabbos, it's Mutter the next day on Yontev. So you see the Rav and Rav Chanina argue with Rabbi Yochanan. Omar Manu Kamei Avyudon, so Sarah Manu Kafari Avyudon, Ma Afchon Optil Lagay Beitza. Why are you putting together the Ptil and Beitza, the case of the wick and the case of the egg? I mean, it could be that an egg that is born in Shabbos is Mutter B'Yontev, according to Rav and Rav Chanina. Only by wicks they said it's Asur, and explains Rav Chanina why, because it's like a Achono. As if because he used it on Shabbos, now it's prepared to be used in Yom Tov. Once you use it once, it's better prepared the next day. You can't be meichin for Shabbos to Yom Tov. That's why you can't use the wick that was done on Shabbos for Yom Tov. But if it was born in Shabbos, maybe an egg that was born in Shabbos, maybe it will be mutter in Yom Tov. Homeless, he told me, man da'an chami rabbonim medamilo, the fact of rabbonim, I mean, the people in the Mishpadish did compare the wick to the beitzah. These teaches us, yado, the svar and both are the same. It's not because of a chana, not because the wick is being prepared for Shabbos Yom Tev, but because Shabbos Yom Tev is considered to be one long gdusho. That's a rav and chanin or isert. And really, according to that, beitzah shenol debi Shabbos will be also Yom Tev, and vice versa, beitzah shenol debi Yom Tev will be also in Shabbos. Meaning we paskin like rav and chanin against Rabbi Yochanan. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Beitza, Dav Gimel.